everyone. My name's Sam Moreland, and I'm here with Jill Lindquist, and she's going to tell us about her study abroad experience. So to start it off, Jill, where did you study abroad?
I studied abroad in the state of Maharashtra in rural India, and it was a place called Jamked. It was a very lovely place.
Awesome. So what story are you going to tell us today?
So it's so hard because I feel like I have so many stories to tell, but as I was reflecting back and just kind of looking through pictures and deciding what I wanted to tell you all, I've realized that one of the most impactful assignments that I had was my digital story assignment. And part of this digital story assignment was just to talk about things that you've learned throughout the course of your stay in India, in Jamked, and at CRHP. And so throughout our stay, we would go to these rural villages, we would learn from village and social health workers, we would learn about the social issues and, you know, issues such as, you know, poor sanitation, lack of poor hygiene, and, you know, different issues that people would struggle with their health, whether it be diabetes or, you know, mental health problems in India.
Were these issues similar to a lot of the issues that you see in the U.S., or were they different?
They were similar but different at the same time. Like, you know, in the United States, we struggle with hypertension. We struggle with mental health, and it is very stigmatized. And, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. But I would say the resources in our country are a little bit greater than what is offered in some of these villages. But as I was reflecting on, you know, this digital story, I was just amazed by when we would go into the villages, we would see all these children, you know, you'd see them playing with, you know, little rocks and just running around with each other. They'd be barefoot and they just seemed to be like having the time of their life. And, you know, I was just admiring their innocence. And, you know, sometimes it was just so hard after all that we were learned. Like, I would just walk through the villages with like my adult eyes, and I would, with adult eyes come different, you know, beliefs and assumptions, and they can be false beliefs and false assumptions. And I think it just made me realize that, you know, if we lived with more innocence, the world just could be a lighter place. And, you know, if you're going to make assumption, at least have context before you have an assumption. Right. And I just realized that, you know, assumptions just can totally contribute to like a poor experience. And, you know, when you go through these villages, you have to have such an open mind, and, you know, you would see the issues that we would talk about, and, you know, you would think one thing, but at the same time you would look around and these kids, they would be so happy, and, you know, they just had no real understanding of their surrounding circumstances, and they just had such faith in the world. And it was just so empowering. And, you know, if we all just lived like that. And even in the United States, we are constantly making assumptions, which leads to racism, which leads to like political like downfall, which leads to, you know, world problems. And it's just, if we limited our assumptions and we just lived like children, and, you know, we just had that just belief in the world and belief in humanity and all that, I feel like, you know, the world could just be such a lighter place. And I think that that lesson in general was just so impactful and so admiring. And I carry with it like through everyday life, because, you know, it's like, it's so easy to make assumptions every day, but I just feel like I've just been more cognizant of like what I see. And, you know, it's education too. I'm trying to educate myself before I make an assumption, which is me finding the context to everything. And I think that is one of the most empowering things that I learned and when I'm over my, like at my stay there and throughout my duration of that trip and that abroad experience. And it was just so humbling.
For sure. And I know you told me earlier too, that these kids were just so happy.
Yeah.
And when you think of kids in the U.S., like, I know me in elementary school, I was complaining to go to school. You know, I didn't want to wake up and go to school.
Yeah.
Was that different in India?
It was so different. These kids, they just looked so happy to be picked up. Mina, she was the educator and worked at the preschool there. We would go into the rural slum across the street from our campus that we were staying at, and we would pick them up and bring them to school. And they were just so happy. And it was like, I think they were happy to see us, but they were also so happy to just, you know, go to a place where they have their toys, where they can be educated, where they're doing routine things. And it was so remarkable just to see like the light like in their eyes and how they just lit up like that.
That's awesome. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing, Jill.
Yeah, thank you.